You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know, I think the biggest thing that keeps people from investing is fear. They're afraid that they're going to lose money. They're afraid that they don't have enough money to start. So I think really the first big thing is just a mindset shift that this is possible. And once you do that, then you're like, wait, it's not that hard. I can do this.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and get out and see the world. Let this show be a source of travel advice and inspiration, but remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. All right. Hey, guys, welcome back to Jump. Thanks for tuning in today, wherever you are in the world. Today, we get to talk to someone that I met at the Craft and Commerce Conference that I attended in Boise earlier this summer. She used to be a school principal, and now she travels full time while making a living full time through trading, as in stock markets. Her name is Terry Igioma, and she's going to share her story with us about how she got into all of this and how she makes it work and where she's traveled. And she gives some great advice for others who might be interested in learning how to do this. I know a lot of you out there often wonder how you could be location independent and travel more while still earning an income. It is very much a dilemma for those of us who love travel, because we still need to make money. So here's an idea for you from an expert in the subject. And towards the end of our conversation, we share something pretty special with you, an opportunity, if you will. So if making a living on the road like Terry while you're traveling the world like Terry is something that interests you, pay attention for that. Before we start today, I want to encourage you guys to visit jumppodcast.com and subscribe to get updates about my group trips, jump experiences, because I'm about to announce a couple more trips for 2020. I've already let you know about Costa Rica. That's happening in March. Still plenty of space to sign up. And I'm doing another women's adventure retreat in Ecuador, which could possibly be the most incredible single thing I feel that I do in the position that I'm in. It's just an incredible experience. We have dates for that. It's February 3rd through 7th, 2020. And something I've been wanting to do for a couple years now that is finally coming together. It's going to be huge and it's going to be absolutely knock your socks off beautiful and fun. So here goes. I'm getting an entire yacht for a group trip through the Croatian islands with bikes. Yeah, it is a bike and boat Croatia island hopping cruise. And that is slated for next September, 2020. I'm going to participate in a similar trip myself this October with biketours.com. You guys should remember that name by now. But between you and me, I can't wait to do this with you guys. So if you're not signed up already to get group trip updates and announcements, go to jumppodcast.com and get on the list, because you are the ones who go on these trips. And judging from past experiences, I know you're all going to like each other. The group is always the best part of these trips that I do. So come join us. Seriously, I'm making it easy for you to say yes to travel. So say yes and jump with me. Okay, today's episode is brought to you by Osprey Packs, and I want to draw your attention to what goes inside the pack. The absolute best way to pack anything, your backpack, your car, your tent, anything, in my opinion, is for everything to have a place and to always be put back in that place. It saves so much time and frustration when you can just find your stuff quickly. This is where in-pack organization like packing cubes really comes into play. If you were to open my pack, it looks like a bowl of Skittles. It's just colorful packing cubes keeping my stuff neatly organized. I usually organize each clothing cube by activity or weather temperature, and then I keep electronics and documents and toiletries and all of my gadgets in specific cubes as well. And Osprey has a whole line of these travel accessories which fill my pack, like the packing cubes I mentioned and toiletry kits that hang. That's a huge bonus, by the way. Dry sacks, never travel without those. You just never know when you're going to end up on a paddleboard or a kayak. Stuff sacks. I cannot overstate the space-saving value of these. Seriously. They also have stealth wallets, stuffable totes, and day packs, and more. In fact, the stuffable day pack fits like in my palm when it's all packed up. And yet it opens to be a little day pack. It's super convenient. Also, check out the boot cube to keep your shoes separate from your stuff. Genius. Anyway, thanks to Osprey for supporting the show. If you're not following them on Instagram yet, go give them a follow at Osprey Packs. You might just see my face come across their feed every now and then. And you can find all these packing, hacking accessories that I'm talking about on their website at osprey.com. This episode is also brought to you by Grail. Let's talk water safety on the road for a minute. Waterborne viruses are found in over 100 developing countries, which include Central and South America, Africa, Eastern Asia, etc. And check this out. Traditional straw and camping water filters do not remove viruses and are often not suitable for international adventure travel. Grail purifiers are designed exactly for this, as they remove all types of waterborne pathogens, including viruses, which means that they make safe, clean drinking water worldwide, whether you're in the backcountry or in the middle of a city. And bonus about this is that with a Grail water purifier bottle, you won't have to purchase single-use plastic bottles anymore, and we're all against that, right? Let's reduce and reuse, people. Grail is offering an incredible discount just for Jump listeners. You can save 20% on purifiers and replacement cartridges from grail.com. Remember, that's G-R-A-Y-L.com, by using promo code JUMP. And that is all there is to it. You can start saving the planet and your health one water bottle at a time. All right, let's get to the goods with Terry Igioma. Remember, she's got something for you at the end, so make sure to listen for that. Okay, I've got Terry on the line all the way from, I think you're in Dallas. Are you in Dallas, Terry?
Yes, Dallas.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Welcome to Jump.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to have you too. This is actually a subject today that we have never even been close to talking about on this podcast. And so I'm very excited to have an expert in something so specific to come and share stories with us today. So let's start though with learning a little bit more about you and who you are and where you come from. And so yeah, tell us, who is Terry?
Sure. So my name is Terry Igioma, and I trade stocks full time, but I haven't always been a trader. So I actually used to be in education. Before I started trading and traveling full time, I was an assistant principal of an elementary school. But it was just
such a different career.
Yes, it's such a big leap. Everyone's like, how did you become a trader from being in education? But the thing is, when I was in education, I felt a little trapped. I felt like I was working all the time, always on the clock, always had different things to do. I was getting stressed. My other assistant principal and I, we'd take turns crying in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, we just were overwhelmed, overworked, and just stressed beyond measure. And I remember one day my friend passed away. And it was one of those days where I drove up to the school, and I remember seeing my phone flashing, and I was like, guys, and it was my friend. So I'm like, y'all know that I need to prepare for these students today. I got to get my mind right. What are you doing? What are you texting about? And then I saw that they were telling me that one of my really good friends had passed. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at the cell phone, and I was like, I can't deal with this right now, because I've got to walk into this school and pretend like I'm okay in front of all these kids and in front of staff. I didn't even have time to really grieve, because I had to be on on point, you know, like you had to just have your face on and pretend like everything was okay. And I remember that day telling myself, this is not gonna work. Like something's got to change. And I remember writing in my journal, I was like, if I could do anything in the world, what would it be? And it was traveling and then trading stocks. And I know that's gonna sound so weird, but I love stocks. I love companies. So for me, like me looking at CEOs and new products coming out is like fantasy football for me. The way guys look at fantasy football, they're like looking at all the different players. Like that's how I feel when I look at companies.
Yeah.
So it's random, but in my journal that day, I remember just saying, look, life is too short. Like what else could I do? And it was travel the world and trade stocks. And actually that whole year, as I was still an assistant principal, I started working towards that goal. So I started taking courses on trading because I knew that there was a way to make your money work for you. So I said, I just got to get good enough to make $300 a day. That's what I needed to replace my income. So I was like, if I could just make $300 a day, then I could quit my job and start traveling. And lo and behold, I worked myself up $100 a day. Okay, this is working. $200 a day. At $300 a day, I was able to quit and then start traveling full time and trading full time. So that's me.
Wow.
That's
what I do. Good for you. That was quite a story.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
People are like, you're doing what now?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because after meeting you, because we met in person, you know, at Craft and Commerce, and it's funny because at a conference like that, like, you know, everybody's an entrepreneur and everybody's got this energy about them. And when you said that you had been a principal, I could immediately see you with a whole bunch of kids around. Like, you have such big energy for that, you know? But at the same time, it's still a job. It's still the kind of job that can wear anybody down. And I feel like a lot of the things that you said, a lot of people out there are going to relate to within their own jobs. And I mean, who doesn't have a dream to be able to replace their income and travel? I mean, I feel like a lot of people listening are going to relate to that. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that path looked like for you? Like how long did it take, and what kind of, how did you start so that you could make it a reality? And then where did you go?
Sure. So there's two pieces to it. So one is the, like, how did I start traveling full time? And then there's the, how did you start trading full time? Mm-hmm. So with the trading piece, learning how to trade and learning how to invest in stocks and opening a portfolio and learning how to pick good companies and then knowing when to get in and out of a trade. So those are like the basic pieces that you need to know to learn how to trade. Learning how to do that actually doesn't take a lot of time. So even when I teach other people, I tell them you can learn how to trade within about 8 weeks, less than 60 days, I can teach you how to trade.
Wow.
But then it does take about a year of practice. So I think of it kind of like a doctor. You know, you go to school, get all the knowledge, but then you have residency. So there is some time where you'll just be learning the market and learning your stocks. And, you know, what happens during an election year is different than what happens during a trade war. So some of that is just being around and kind of seeing how the market works. So I would say it took me about a year from taking classes to actually feeling like I'd be confident doing it full time. Mm-hmm. But then with traveling, I found a program. It was called We Roam at the time, and I'm not sure if it's even around anymore, but it's kind of like a remote year where they were going and traveling to a different state or city around the world for a month at a time. So I joined a program like that. So right after I quit in July, in October, I was on a plane, you know, had sold all my stuff on a plane to meet people I don't know in a place that I don't know. But just my first place was South Korea, and it was beautiful. I had no, like, that was not ever on my bucket list of places to go. But when I got there, I was just amazed. I loved it. So I did one of those work and travel programs where we just traveled from place to place for a month at a time.
Yeah, that is really cool in itself. And I have heard of those. I don't know if We Roam is out, but there are some other ones that I've definitely seen, like, come across like my Instagram or something, you know. How was that? Like, so is that the year that you mean that you took to kind of do your stock residency. Did you do it at that time?
I did. So my full-time job while I was traveling was trading. So I had to pay, like, the program was about $2,000 a month. So I had to make sure that I was trading enough to afford $2,000 a month. And then I like to eat. So I needed to pay for that. And then, like, we did all these fun excursions. So, like, every time I was in a place, I would go somewhere else. So, like, from South Korea, I also visited Japan. And then we did Thailand. And from Thailand, I went to, like, several islands. And then we went to Vietnam. And from Vietnam, I actually went to Australia because they had cheap flights from Vietnam to Australia for some reason. I don't know why, but that was great.
Yeah.
So, yes, like, that was my residency. While I was traveling, I was still trading every day, trying to make sure that I could keep up my $300 a day that I had learned the year before.
Okay.
And I did it.
Which is amazing. Did you start all of this, like, during the last year of your principal job? Or, so, I mean, how long did it, from day zero of, I think I could do this, to making $300 a day? How long was that?
So I've been trading for 9 years. Uh-huh. So I would say that before I decided to make it a full-time thing, I had some interest in stocks and investing. Mm-hmm. So I had been looking at, like, the CNBC channel and trying to make it work, like, on my own knowledge. I thought that I could make my own algorithm. So, like, I went to undergrad at MIT and had seen about investing, and I interned on Wall Street. So I kind of had some money knowledge, but I had never done it for myself.
Okay.
So this was the first time that I was saying, you know what, I'm going to make this a reality for me to replace my income. Mm-hmm. And that, once I made that decision, like, that mindset shift, it took about a year to be serious about it.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you. You know, I think the biggest thing that keeps people from investing is fear. They're afraid that they're going to lose money. They're afraid that they don't have enough money to start. Mm-hmm. They're afraid that, like, I just think they're just afraid that they're supposed to buy and hold. So they're afraid to actually sell it to use it for income. There's just so many layers of fear that have been perpetuated about investing in the stock market. So I think really the first big thing is just a mindset shift that this is possible. And once you do that, then you're like, wait, it's not that hard. I can do this.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've learned so much. And I bet your confidence levels have skyrocketed since you started, huh?
Oh, yeah. So in the beginning, like, One of the things I have a course now, and I teach students how to trade. But one of the biggest things we talk about is risk management, because when I was first trading, I lost a lot because I didn't know what I was doing. So just some of the things, like, I teach them now so that they don't have to lose like I did. Mm-hmm. But some of the mistakes that I made in the beginning were just like, I remember. So one day I was in Thailand, and this was like actually my favorite day, like, on earth, because I went to Thailand for the celebration where they light the candles all the candles start flying all over the place. Mm-hmm. Have you been there, like, during that time or seen that?
I haven't been for the festival, but I have been. I was actually in Chiang Mai right before that festival. I left right before they did it a few years ago.
You gotta go back.
Yeah, I hear it's beautiful.
It was gorgeous. So we had lit our lanterns and then made these wishes. And I had just made this wish about, like, you know, living my best life. And then I went. So in Chiang Mai, I still was trading U.S. stocks. So the stock market wouldn't open until late at night. So I did this whole festival, had this great experience. And then that night I went to trade. And that was the night that I had lost my biggest loss ever. And it was an overnight trade. I had invested in I'll tell you guys, because it's not even around anymore, but I had invested in Pandora because I thought that Pandora was going to rule the world. Like, I was like, oh, they're in cars and they're in cell phones. Oh. And this is the way that everyone's going to listen to their music. Little did I know that Spotify and YouTube and all these other things were just going to be so much better. But so that day they had their earnings come out, and whenever a stock has their earnings, then the stock price can fluctuate huge. So it could either go up or down a lot. But I thought, well, I'm about to be rich because I've got 8,000 shares of Pandora, and they're going to be the next best thing. No, not at all. That day, their earnings came out that they didn't have enough subscribers and it tanked. And my portfolio just tanked right with it. Aww. And so I'm sitting here in Thailand crying on the phone to my mom. Mommy, I'm quitting. I don't know. At this point, I'm telling her, I'm quitting trading. I'm never going to do it again. I've lost some money and I can't do this. And I'm just gonna live my life on the beach, and I'm gonna stop until my money runs out. Right, in Thailand
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly. How did you know? No. But I'm just gonna live my life here until my money runs out, and then I'll go get another job. Like, that was my thought process. Like, I'm gonna just go get another job. And she's like, "But baby, if you stop trading, how will you get your money back?" And I was like, man, why you gotta be so smart? I'm trying to be on the beach and live my life. But I decided, that was my biggest mistake. But now, I learned all the mistakes that I had done to lead me to that point. Mm-hmm. I had traded when the stock was at its highs. And that's one of the biggest mistakes. When you're getting in at the highs, you have nothing but room to fall. But I had traded then because I had FOMO, basically, fear of missing out. I had done way too many quantity, my quantity size was way too big. I had bought too many shares, so my risk was super high. Even if it went down $1, I was out $8,000 because I had 8,000 shares, which is ridiculous, just ridiculous. But now that I've learned all those mistakes, I can teach other people. So now I have formulas and different things to manage my risk. And risk management is one of the biggest things you can do to protect your portfolio so that you can make gains. If your risks are small, when you lose and you lose small, then that helps you because when you have gains, then you can make your account go up. So I don't want to get too detailed, but yeah, that was one of my biggest losses. And I still say it was on one of my favorite days because that Lantern Festival was amazing. Mm. But yeah, you learn and then you keep moving.
Your story, it parallels, a lot of things. You're talking about stocks in particular, but I still think that a lot of people are going to be able to relate to, the falling down and getting back up and staying after it and figuring it out and making it work for you. I mean, nothing comes overnight except for, $8,000 in losses, but
Exactly.
But I mean, it takes a long run to build these things. It takes time. It takes falling. It takes succeeding. It takes a lot of lessons. And it sounds like you've really gone through the gamut of all of it. And now you are, we can say on top of it. You've learned a lot and you are teaching others how to follow in your footsteps, which I think is amazing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but I want to ask you more about, what has this afforded you? What does your life look like now that you are doing this trading full time? And I'm assuming that your place in Dallas is just a home base from which you travel. Is that correct? Are you still traveling a lot?
Yes, I am. So I'm still traveling a lot. This year I'm traveling more domestic. So I've been to the East Coast, West Coast, and back again, 15 times it feels like this year. But so after I did my We Roam stint and traveled around with them, I came back home and my grandmother actually passed away. So I was really glad that I was able to just come back and spend time with her. Mm. And that, I think it's those moments where you have flexibility and I didn't have to ask anybody for permission. So, my grandmother needs me. I don't have to ask permission to be with her. Whereas back in the day, I would have had to ask my boss for vacation time. Mm-hmm. And then he had the ability to say no, which he did several times as an assistant principal. I asked 3 times for vacation and was denied. So now I'm if somebody were to deny me vacation time, I would just, I don't know what I would do. But just
goodbye.
The fact that, right.
Relationship over.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm you know what? That's my last day. Bye. I can't. Mm-hmm. But I think now it's that freedom piece. The fact that I can make my own decisions. I can move when I want to move. I can, I have a friend that they were doing an Airbnb up in Baltimore this year. And I was just oh, you guys are there? I'm coming. I'll be there tomorrow. So that freedom of over my schedule and then freedom over my money. So investing is one of the ways that you can build wealth very quickly. And when you become good at it, so now I've worked my way up. So I used to be at $300 a day. Now I can make $1,000 a day. And so like now that has afforded me this freedom of, wow, like now I have the money to be able to do a lot of things I thought weren't possible before. Mm-hmm. So like, yes, the flight was a little bit more expensive, but the experience and having that quality time with them, like that's what I love. Like, have you ever listened to the five love, or is it four love languages?
Five. Yeah.
Read that book?
Yeah.
Five love languages. So mine is quality time and then acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, you got to be close to people.
Yeah.
And I don't have,
I don't have
a lot of people in Dallas. So my friends are all over. So one of my friends, she was going through a situation where she had left her job, but she also was going through some health things in California. I went and spent 3 months or not 3 months, 3 weeks with her. Just being in her space.
Mm-hmm.
And that like that changed her whole world. But the fact that I could do that and have that quality time, and then even the acts of service was just like, let me sit on the couch and hug you. And do you need anything? Do you need water? Do you need, you know, like that kind of stuff, like being able to do that has brightened my life. And this is what like trading and traveling has afforded me.
And that is, this is the cliche part, but that's the priceless part. Like that's the amazing, amazing rewards that you just can't compare with anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And I will tell you, you were asking me earlier, like, you didn't ask me this, but I took it this way, but why do you teach now? And I think I teach now because I want to give people that same freedom.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I was so stressed at work, but I felt like I had to be there because, you know, it's an income and I need benefits and insurance. And I didn't see another way out. Now that I'm investing, I see this. I just see the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like the world is my playground, literally. Like I can travel here, travel there. And I have the money and means to do it as well. So now my whole life and mindset has changed. And I think I want to give that opportunity to more people.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I can relate to that. That is the reason that we are here. That is the reason I am here. That's the reason I'm doing all of this, is because that is exactly how it started for me. Is like I had all of these years of travel under my belt. I had experienced all these things and then all these people are asking me, you know, like, well, how do I do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, let me show you. And then you can do it too. And that was that's the whole premise of everything that I'm doing, is to enable that experience for other people.
Exactly.
Because there's nothing like it. You can't, I mean, yeah, like someone can follow me and watch me go and like, yeah, that's great. But when you do it, it's totally different. It changes your entire world when you have the experience, when you taste the mango and sticky rice, you know, and when you
yes.
are the one with the salt water in your face, and yeah, it's totally different. So yeah.
So true.
And have you seen
so
a lot
true.
Of success with this, teaching people? Are they getting it?
I have. And actually, do you know the reason why I teach now is because of the people that I was traveling with. So on that We Roam trip, I was so content with just trading by myself and traveling by myself. Like that in my head, like that was going to be my life for the next 30 years till retirement. I just didn't want any bosses to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like that was, as long as I had that, like life was great.
Yeah.
But as I was traveling, the people that I was traveling with kept asking me to go to coffee. Like, hey, Terry, can I take you to coffee? We just want to know more about this investing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had enough people ask me to go to coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. I said, you know what? And I would have compromised. I would have got some hot chocolate. Like we could have still done the meeting. But
yeah.
I said, you know what? How about this? We have this co-working space. I'll just do a seminar for you guys. And it wasn't a seminar. It was like I put some slides together. This is what trading is. I said, I'll do a little workshop. So we did the workshop and they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Mm.
But the cooler thing was I liked it too. Like I, yeah. I really lit up. And like, I remember after the workshop feeling so energized from being able to teach them this skill that I know. Mm-hmm. And so I remember saying like, I still was in this mindset that this was a one-time thing. Like, oh, that was such a great experience. Maybe in the future I'll do it again sometime. Mm-hmm. And the next month they were like, no, Terry, we want you to do it again. So now we were in Vietnam and I said, okay, fine, I'll do it again. And this time though, I had this mindset that, okay, I taught them a little bit, but I want them to be good at this. So I'm going to make it a little bit more difficult so that they can really, you know, leave me and trade. So now I'm teaching them about charts, and I'm a technical analysis trader. So I'm teaching them how to read a chart, what are candlesticks. And so we do that workshop. And then they asked me, okay, Terry, is this going to be a series? And this time I had invited like some more people from the co-working space. So there was a guy in the co-working space that wasn't even part of our, mm-hmm. our crew. And he was still like, is this going to be a series? How do I find out more about this?
Oh man.
And then lo and behold, I had been putting this on Instagram. So when I came home from my grandmother, my friends were like, so we know you're going to do a session for us now.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So it just started growing like that organically. And then when I did the session in Dallas, 71 people came. I'm thinking like five people, my aunt, uncle, maybe my cousin.
Yeah.
But no, 71 people showed up. And then people from like just my friend base in different cities were like, well, how do we get this? So I said, okay, well, fine, I'll do it online. Did a webinar, more people came. So now it's becoming a thing. And I still was a bit selfish. I was like, but man, if I do this, I won't have time for myself to travel. Mm-hmm. So I was still kind of like, well, I'm not going to make this a thing. But what I did is I said, okay, how about this? I'm going to tell people that I have an online course. And if somebody buys it from me, then I'll make the course. Like I had no course at this time, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to say I do. And if nobody buys it, then good for me. I can go on, travel, live my life, and I at least put it out there. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, I said it, and two people bought the course.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Like, oh, man. Now like, I got to go make this course.
Wow. No kidding.
Yep. And so now we have over 430 people in the course. And amazing. it's just been growing and growing and growing, and people are loving the content. They're learning how to trade. So I have one student who her sister passed away. And so she had to adopt her nephews.
Oh.
And when she first reached out to me, she had just gotten her nephews. And she was like, Terry, I need your help because I need to make more income to support my two new kids. Like it was just me by myself. And now I have these kids to support. So I need help bringing in more income for them. And so I started working with her. And this is just like last fall. So this is not even very long ago, but I started working with her. And recently she sent me this text message and she had made $2,600 in one day
from
trading.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, Terry, I can't believe it. And she like the message is like, I just made $2,600.
Yeah. 87 million exclamation points. Yeah.
Right. And she's like, this is the most I've ever made in a day. Thank you so much for teaching me how to trade.
Wow.
But then more than that, it was now I can really take care of my family. Mm-hmm. Like this helps me. Like, and this is a skill set she has, right? So now she doesn't lose this skill set. She can just keep being better and better and making more. As she has more money, then now she can make more with trading and investing. So this is like, now we have revolutionized what she can do with her family.
Yeah.
And so that kind of stuff, like that, you can't pay for that. So now I'm super invested in being a teacher because I want more people to be able to have experiences like that.
Yeah, because you can just about tangibly see the change in their lives. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and amazing. What's cool too is the difference between like, she also had been thinking about real estate investing. So she also had thought about, okay, well, I'll buy a house and I'll have a renter. But what she told me as well is, well, when I have a renter, that only pays me $1,500 a month at max. Cause you know, you only get rent once a month. And so you have a little bit of income, but it's a once a month thing. with stocks, you take that same amount of money that you would have put into buying a rental property, and now you can actually make that money work for you, but see it on a regular basis. So you can see it on a daily or weekly basis. You can get some of that return. You don't have to wait a month. Mm-hmm. And just like she noticed, she made $2,600 in a day. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, she made that in like less than 20 minutes because it was a really fast trade. And it was like, I taught her how to make money when the stock market comes down.
Yeah.
And that morning it had come down really fast. So she, it was a great trade.
Wow.
But the point was, she made that in a day, whereas she would have had to wait a whole month to make her income in mm-hmm. real estate investing. Yeah. And it would have been less than what she made in trading. So it's just really cool. It's really cool.
Wow. Yeah. My big question is, who do you think, just from where you stand and you have all these students in your course, what kind of person signs up for this course? Meaning, like, what do you need to have? Because to me, this all sounds like, I mean, I'm not like a numbers person. I don't know if it actually has more to do with number or strategy. You know, like, what kind of person is going to be good at this?
Great question. So I think there's three parts. I think it's someone who has curiosity, can follow directions, so has some discipline. Yeah, I think those are the two biggest things. So when I say curiosity, a lot of the people who I teach have heard about investing before and they've always been kind of interested in it, but they just didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
So they needed someone that could kind of walk them through the steps. And then the second part is with discipline, I have a 7-step trading plan. So I literally tell you, okay, these are the 7 steps that I take before I do any trade. So do this first, do this second, do this third, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just needs somebody who can follow directions.
Right.
Trading is an emotional thing. So I will say, like when you're trading your own money and putting your money on the line, it's going to be emotional. So you will have to just work through your feelings a little bit. And there are some times where you will lose. But the thing is, your gains will be much bigger than your losses as long as you have a risk management plan, which is part of my trading plan. Like mm-hmm. we already build in, okay, we don't want to lose more than $100 on this trade. This is how we do it. We're going to put in a stop loss so that if it hits here, we get out of the trade. We're also going to do some calculations to make sure that we don't have too many shares, like I was talking about before. And then we're going to look at a chart to see when's the best time to get in and out. So if you're doing these steps that I'm teaching you and following the steps, then you can see some and I can't promise anything. So right. Disclaimer, I'm not a broker. This is just me teaching you all what I do to be successful. But like someone who can follow directions and also has a curiosity. And I think one other thing I will say is someone who's willing to take initiative. So I have some people that they love this idea. I can teach them, but then they never take a trade.
Mm.
But it really works for people who have some initiative. And I think that's in life in general. Like there's some people who will get lots of education, but then never actually go do things. So in trading, you're only going to get good if you trade. But I do give you a simulator so you can trade with fake money at first. So I think that helps my students as well. Like I'm like, okay, it's a simulator. It's fake money. Just try it. and
click
then once
the button.
They get good.
Yeah.
Right. Just click the button, click it off, done. But I will say that too. Good traders take initiative.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess this is where we share the good news.
Okay.
So Terry is being very generous and offering 10% off of her course to you guys. And that's just exclusive for this podcast. So first of all, thank you so much for offering that discount. That's amazing. Will you tell us a little bit about the course itself? What is it called and what people can expect from it?
Sure. So it's called Trade and Travel, since that was my like goal in life. So it's called Trade and Travel. And there are like the whole course is a VIP program. It has 7 classes in it, and it takes you from beginner all the way to advanced. So when you start off in beginner, you're doing intro to stock market. Then we're talking about risk management, which I shared a lot with you guys today. Then we talk about reading charts, and that's technical analysis. And charts actually help you to price your trade correctly so that you can make the most income on each trade. Then we go a little deeper into charts. And so that's the first 4 classes. And that package, actually, I let people, if they can't afford all 7 classes, I tell them just get the first 4, because you can actually trade and do really good with just the first 4. And then we go forward, if they decide to keep learning, we talk about shorting. So how do you make money when the stock market goes down? Then we have another class that has some like really cool advanced strategies like gaps and Globex trading. Globex is trading internationally. Like, how do you take advantage of when the market is closed? And then we go into options. So options is another asset class. So the first part is all about stocks, but then we go into options trading, which allows you to trade with less money, but still make some pretty big gains. So we go into how do you trade options. So that's the whole VIP program. But if you don't want to do the whole VIP, I say just start with the first part, which that's Trade and Travel. And then the rest is VIP, Trade and Travel. But that's what's covered in the course. And then in terms of price, I will tell you guys, like when I was taking classes, I paid $20,000 per class for investing knowledge. And there's a lot of programs that are charging that much. Even if you go to like a 3-day seminar and they talk about real estate, you know, like have you seen all those advertisements and they're like, come to this 3-day seminar, and they bring you in, they do a 3-day seminar, and then you have to pay like $20,000, $40,000. Guys, that is not my class. I teach you all of this information for like 90% less than that. So do know that the prices that are put out, like I've actually had some consultants tell me that my class is worth $20,000, but I just don't want, I want people to have access to it. So you're going to see that the prices are a lot less than that. And then we're going to give you the extra 10% off as well to make sure that you guys can take advantage. So, So that's the course.
Yeah. So what is the price? Will you just tell everybody what the normal price is and then what the 10% off makes it? Just so people have an idea.
I think that's good. So the VIP program is $5,000, and then 10% off of that is $4,500. And then if you are just starting out, like I was saying, I think the Trade and Travel program is good. Get the first 4 classes. You can always upgrade later and just pay the difference. But the first 4 classes is $2,000. And so for us, we're actually doing 10% off of that. So you'll have it for $1,797, I believe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, more than 90% off of what the value is.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And then everybody can find that at travelinvesting101.com. That link will take you straight there. If you're interested in learning from Terry and taking her course, both of those are at travelinvesting101.com. I'll also put the notes on the show notes page for you. But yeah, this is super interesting. I can see just from looking at the page of the course that people are loving it, and it's, I mean, listening to you, it's making a difference in people's lives. And obviously trading has completely changed your life. What is your next big trip?
I want to go to South Africa. I really do. And I haven't been yet. Mm-hmm. So my family, my dad is in Nigeria, so I can't go to Africa and not stop in Nigeria first. But my goal is to go say hi to my family and then go spend a month or two in South Africa. That's my next big trip.
Wow. When do you hope to do that?
Like next month. Like
next month. I love it.
I keep getting asked to like do things. So like there's a workshop in Atlanta that I'm going to be a part of. And then FinCon, which is a finance conference, is in September. So I keep getting kind of booked up, but I'm like, sometime this year it will happen. I will be in South Africa. So we can do another podcast from South Africa.
That's awesome. That's good. Have you been to Africa before?
I have. Well, I've been to Nigeria before. Okay. So that's like where my family is, but I haven't been to many other places in Africa. So I'd like to go back.
You know, Africa is one place I've never been. Never ever.
Really?
Not anywhere on the continent. Nope. Isn't that crazy? I think it's crazy.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
I hear that there's some beautiful places like Zanzibar. I hear a lot about. I hear about South Africa a lot.
I hear amazing things about Namibia too. Yeah. It is. It's really big. It's got a lot to see. I will make it there eventually, but it's kind of that, like, I don't know. It's like just beyond the horizon land for me. Just hasn't happened yet. Yeah. I don't know, but good for you for.
And you're the expert, so we gotta go. Maybe we need to plan a trip together.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot to mention that, by the way. We're gonna give my course for free to anybody who takes the 10% off deal. So I totally forgot to mention that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I haven't talked about my course in a while, but it is still out there. The Budget Minded Traveler Blueprint that will teach you everything you need to know about how to travel. So you get best of both worlds. You get trade and travel in one.
Woo-hoo.
So there's that plug. I totally forgot about that. But yeah, you're going to get a code to get my course for free if you get Terry's. So, and we should plan to meet up somewhere in the world. That'd be maybe for the Lantern Festival in Thailand one of these years.
Yes, yes. And that way I can have like a new memory.
I know.
And it won't have like that bad ending. It'll be like just great all the way around. So
well,
yes, that would be wonderful.
Let's hope for that. I would like that too.
And real quick before we end, I did want to just say, I know one of the questions you asked was about, do you need to know a lot of numbers to do this? And I apologize, I don't think I answered that very well, but I do want to let people know it's not about numbers. It's more about being able to negotiate. So if you've ever been to a market around the world, like in Nigeria, one of the things I do is I go to like the cloth market, and there's like the seller and then me, I'm the buyer, but I never pay full price. Like we're always negotiating on the price of this cloth. And then like just everywhere around the world, you have markets. So like the fish market, the food market, but there's always like a negotiation. Like rarely do you pay full price at a market. That's the same thing that's happening in the stock market. There's buyers and sellers, and you're just negotiating on the price of the stock. So if you're someone who like you're able to negotiate and you understand buyers and sellers, then you can understand this. It's not about numbers more so than it's just about being able to negotiate and understand buyers and sellers.
Okay. That's a good tip. It doesn't to scare people off who maybe don't have what they would consider experience in the subject. Yeah. Kind of like, so I just had Benny. I don't know if you met Benny at Craft and Commerce, but he speaks like a whole bunch of languages. And I just had him on the show, and his approach was so different. It was like, basically get rid of all of your preconceived notions about language and just go there and do it. Just go and like do the thing, speak the words, Tarzan it until you can figure it out. And
I love
just
that.
Don't think that you can't because you don't have the gift or whatever. You know, that was kind of his big thing. And I loved that. And I feel like it's similar in this. It's like, it's more of a mindset. Like if you want to do it and you can follow directions in this case, then maybe you can figure it out. Like it still sounds intimidating to me, but you know what? So do some foreign languages. So that's okay.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
And practice makes perfect. So you're good.
Yeah.
You just got to practice.
Practice makes progress, if nothing else. Yep.
True.
Yeah. All right. Well, Terry, so where can people follow you on Instagram? Like, where can they find you if they want to follow you?
Yes. Instagram would be perfect. It's at I'm an investor. So
I'm
real easy.
Investor.
I'm an investor. It looks like Imani Investor, so it's I-M-A-N Investor. So people call me Imani all the time, and I take it. I'm
Imani.
Like, yes, cool.
Oh my gosh.
But it's I'm an investor.
I'm an investor. Okay. And then travelinvesting101.com for your course. So thank you so much for your time and your energy and just bringing this idea to the table, because it's just, like I said, something we've never talked about before. And I'm just... I'm so impressed, and congratulations again with your success, and best of luck on your travels. Be safe, and we'll have to connect again on some other side of the world somewhere someday.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jackie. This has been great. This has been wonderful.
Great. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Super interesting, right? I'm so impressed with Terry, who has figured out how to make herself location independent and travel wherever she wants to while earning such an income. I know that business isn't my main focus here on this show, but I also know, because you guys tell me in emails and messages, that a lot of you struggle with just how to make money on the road. And I know you want to travel so badly. So perhaps this is the right answer for some of you out there. You'll never know unless you try, right? So thanks again to Terry for giving us her time and sharing her story today. Remember, you can go to travelinvesting101.com. If you want to grab that offer and sign up for Terry's course, it's pretty cool of her to offer that. Also, remember to get signed up at jumppodcast.com to hear more and more about my group trips that you, as in, yeah, really you, are invited on. They are simply the best. Truly my favorite thing I've ever gotten to do is lead these trips. You'll understand once you say yes and join us and find out what they're all about. Thank you again for listening today. Safe travels to all of you. I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.